Youths from various opposition political parties and some civic organizations gathered in Harare to commemorate the Day of the African Child. Tajamuka spokesperson Promise Mkwananzi, who also leads the Zimbabwe Informal Sector Organization, told the gathering that President Robert Mugabe should step down immediately for failing to run the country.
Today, we will be holding these campaigns in unity and through action. And in this respect, we make the following non-negotiable demands. That President Mugabe steps down with immediate effect and pave way for the progress of the country. That the government abandons the use of the banknotes. That the government accounts for the 2.2 million jobs they promised to the people.
Mkwananzi also castigated the sitting government for its alleged violation of the rights of the country's citizens. He said the current cash shortages were an example that Mr. Mugabe had failed to grow the country's economy.
That the government publicly accounts for the 15 billion and 10 million youth fund and corruption and lessness in ministries, government departments and parastatals. That the government accounts for Zamara and release immediately and unconditionally those who are illegally detained.
But the commemoration was short-lived after heavily armed cops arrived in three trucks and started assaulting the youths.
Tachamuka!
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 The youths ran in different directions. In the process, four youths who were severely injured were detained at Harare Central Police Station. One of the activists, Denford Ngadzuore, was later assaulted by unknown assailants at a public hearing that was organized by the Harare City Council. Ngadzuore has since been taken to a local clinic where he is being treated. MDCT Youth Secretary Love Mochinoputa criticized the heavy-handedness of the Zimbabwe Republic Police, saying their actions were unconstitutional.
As people of Zimbabwe, we should be able to demonstrate whenever we feel there's a need to demonstrate, and we are shocked that the police continues to operate as if they are a department within the political part of ZANU-PF. We are worried that the police continues to fail to adhere to the constitution whereby they should allow young people or any person in Zimbabwe wants to demonstrate for that matter to demonstrate.
Police spokesperson Charity Charamba told Studio 7 by phone that the Tajamuka youths did not seek police clearance to commemorate the Day of the African Child. Mkwananzi said they would not seek police clearance in an independent Zimbabwe. Mkwananzi issued a statement late this afternoon saying they have lined up a series of protests until President Mugabe leaves office. The Day of the African Child is celebrated annually on June 16th. The Soweto Uprising in 1976, hundreds of youth were shot and some died in protests against the poor quality of education and the right to be taught in their own language instead of Afrikaans. The theme of this year's Day of the African Child is right to participate, let children be seen and heard. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.